time is it? I don't know, Buffalo Slob, but I can't afford to buy a fucking watchdog. Yes. Hello to the outraged, the caged, the booze, the less enthused, the loony, buffoony, the ones full of baloney. I ain't joking. I ain't poking fun. I'm not on the run. I'm having a good time. Hello, you hoes and you yos and the ones under the hill, over the hill, beating yourself or the bushes, spanking the French maids on the tush. Hello, all jokers of mankind, the ones that are the pokers of mankind. Yes, yeah, Skid Row Studios in the dilapidated section of downtown Los Angeles, folks. Yes, that's right. This is your host who loves you better than asparagus, a moldy, rotten toast. I'm the Chickster. This is Chickster's Nest number 23. Think Michael Jordan. 23. Good number. Yes. Hello, you fur pies and merkin heads. Hello, Fox. I'm Freudian slip. I want to get under that. I mean, fuck. Oh, fuck it. time for the Chickster to unwind. You'll have to excuse me. Time to start the show today. Hello, daddios with dildos and grannies wearing falsies. Yes. Don't be afraid to choke the chicken. Use your thumb like the Rolling Stones under my thumb. Hello, let's go through the vaginal valleys and get a blowjob from your Aunt Sally. Yes, this program, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you in 4D. Three deaths, one stabbing, only one here on Skid Row. Yes, brought to you in luscious colors, skidrowstudios.com. Yes, you want blood? You got it right here on Skid Row. Yes, time to ride the menstrual cycle. Hello, penal cyclists, riding your big choppers with your balls dangling and hitting the sprockets. You're off your rocket. Hello, chicky snatchers and you Harley women that hang on. Why don't you believe in mustache rides? I assure you, folks, the Chickster will not lay an egg. Crack an egg, throw an egg, lay a hen, or effin' a sheep. Bah, bah. Yes, time to shuckle the corn. Get rid of that porn. Yes, master the possibilities. This is the only podcast show in existence where if you're wacky, if you're insane in the membrane, you can get away with it. Yes, they used to name the Chickster peanut butter because I'm half nuts. I'm a happy camper. Remember, folks, who that is born a fool is never cured. Hello, ladies and gentilia, dickos, wackos, sickos, prickos. Hello, twatty twat brains, junior twatettes. Hello, dog sitters. Hello, pimps and chimps and penile neck geeks. Hello to the Toucan Chew Lesbian Byway Club, the Pismo Beach Brass Ball Society, the Hawaiian Snatch Poi Eaters Club. Hello to the Palm Springs Shaveless Pussy Club, the Crooked Dyson Penis Club in Las Vegas, the Chino Pokem Hold'em Bun Bum Club, the Mustang Ranch Sally Club and Ride'em Highway Club, the Reseda Hairline Club, the Cincinnati Teeny Weeny Chili and Shit Club, the Bozo Scrotum Club in Wheeling, Pennsylvania,
the Spanky Yankee Club in Brooklyn, New York.
Hello to the Honolulu Hawaiian Lay Frito Dip Chip Club in Blooming, Illinois, the Kind Hollywood Bates Masters Club, the Tijuana Backass and Eat Gina Club, the Ensenada Frijole and Guacamole Club, the Tulsa, Oklahoma Mustang Sally Lips Club, the Wichita Bitch Club, the Great Neck, New York Cock-a-doodle-doo Club. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome everybody to Skid Row Studios. All you need is that shopping cart, folks, a box of condoms, $2 chug, a torn pillow, a blanket, a Playboy Center fold of Hugh Hefner. This is the Chickster here you're listening to, only on Skid Row Studios, Chickster's Nest. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I checked into an insane asylum the other day, but thanks to Una Moon, I feel a little bit better, you know. We'll get to that later. Yes, we're talking today on today's show about junk. I'm sure you have junk somewheres, folks. At my age, I have no more spunk because I eat too much junk. I'm the conductor on the 505 train, the San Francisco Grand Funk. And the women on the train think I'm such a big hunk. But I smell funny because I got off the train this morning. I accidentally stepped on a skunk. And I smell like a dirty old man punk. I can't get excited and lift up my trunk. Oh, break me a piece of that ginseng, just a little chunk. And when I rise again, I'll have more spunk. Oh, no, I can't take it. I don't want more junk. Yes, hiya, kids. Hiya, boys and girls. All aboard for the San Francisco Grand Funk. Yes, we're headed for California, Wild Bill. SkidRowStudios.com. How you doing? Well, I got off my fat ass this morning. What's your excuse? Oh, boy. What's my excuse? Well, I don't know. Maybe I need a fizz run. Maybe I'm going to go to that bar. Limehouse Blues. That's what I got to go to. I got to go to Limehouse Blues. I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe there's something out there, some footprints, sound effects, something. I don't know. Oh, never made it to Limehouse Blues. Okay. We got a great show for you today. Limehouse Blues, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Chickster. You're listening to Chickster's Nest, only on SkidRowStudios.com. And today's show is all about junk. You know, I'm thankful, folks, for mother-in-laws. A mule kicked a farmer's mother-in-law in the head so hard, the poor woman dies. At the funeral, the crowd is the biggest ever assembled in the country. The minister says to the farmer, "She must have been a special lady."
"Tain't that," the farmer says. "Most of the crowd is here to buy the fucking mule."
Yes, a foolish man tells women to stop talking, but a wise man tells her she looks extremely beautiful when her lips are closed. Life is like an ice cream. Enjoy it before it melts. I'm not rushing into being in love. I'm finding fourth grade hard enough. Men should keep their eyes wide open before marriage and half shut afterwards. All tragedies are finished by a death, and all comedies ended by a marriage. How to be happily married can never be taught, but only learnt. We sleep in separate rooms. We had dinner apart. We take separate vacations. We're doing everything we can do to keep our marriage together. A good friend will bail you out of jail, but a best friend will be sitting next to you saying, "Damn, that was fun." The letter U. You always said you hate to see me hurt. You hate to see me cry. And all the times when you hurt me, you were closing your eyes. What begins with F and ends with uck? A fire truck. Is life worth living, folks? It depends on the liver. I have a solution, but I admire the problem. Where do you find an elephant? It depends where you lost them. The next time you think perfect, try walking on water. Hurry, 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 hurry. Let's go over to the Blue Danube. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
But the oft-told tale is not true. For of all the things the Danube is not blue.
The Danube is green.
Four ways, four ways.
But four it ain't clean.
Two rays, two rays.
Green as a bean.
Shine green.
It ain't not serene.
Ruff, ruff.
Ruff, ruff.
Oh, the blueberry looks a little purple. Oh, your maple syrup looks a little merful. Don't believe what you have heard or you have saw.
The
Danube isn't blue, it's green.
Oh, Danube is green as the grass in the spring. It's as green as the dollar you spend on the fling. It's as green as the paint you put in the screen. Oh, the blue of the Danube is greener than green.
The Danube isn't blue.
Am I blue?
No!
The Danube has another hue.
Who?
Me?
Fine, we all came clean.
We all.
The Danube isn't blue, it's green.
Yes, that was the Blue Danube, and this is Chickster's Nest on Skid Row Studios. Yes, welcome everybody, skidrowstudios.com, Chickster's Nest. In a little while, we're going to hear from the lovely and talented Una Moon with the astrological forecast, some words of wisdom, and much, much more. Remember, today's theme is about junk. Yes, I'm the Chickster, ladies and gentlemen. And please stay tuned, and also you'll be hearing the news, up to the last minute, last second news with claustrophobia. So stick around. Stay tuned.
Hello, everyone. This is Una Moon, your friendly astrological forecaster here at Skid Row Studios in Los Angeles, California, on behalf of Chickster's Nest Podcast. For all you Virgos that have a birthday this week, happy, happy birthday. Everything seemed pretty clear for a while, but now you're thinking about a whole new set of possibilities and doubting the wisdom of your current path. Your sudden exuberance for something different can complicate things by luring you off track. It's time to stop and think before expending more time and money on a goal that may no longer interest you. Don't switch directions yet. Wait until you are certain about what your heart wants. Your lucky numbers are 8, 21, 18, 5, and 25. Sounds like a great month ahead. Today's show is about junk. Junk can be considered to be clutter, junk mail, or junk food. It is all in the eye of the beholder. My first poem is called Hector the Collector by Shel Silverstein. Hector the Collector collected bits of string, collected dolls with broken heads and rusty bells that would not ring, pieces out of picture puzzles, bent up nails and ice cream sticks, twists of wire, worn out tires, paper bags and broken bricks. Old chipped vases, half shoelaces, Gatlin guns that wouldn't shoot, leaky boats that wouldn't float, and stopped up horns that wouldn't toot. Butter knives that had no handles, copper keys that fit no locks, rings that were too small for fingers, dried up leaves and patched up socks, worn out belts that had no buckles, electric trains that had no tracks, airplane models, broken bottles, three-legged chairs and cups with cracks. Hector the collector loved these things with all his soul. Loved them more than shining diamonds. Loved them more than glistening gold. Hector called to all the people, "Come and share my treasure trunk." And all the silly, sightless people came and looked and called it junk. Now a few words of wisdom for this last weekend in August. When you're right, no one remembers. When you're wrong, no one forgets. Cheer up, the worst is yet to come. Always remember that you are absolutely unique, just like everyone else. Always borrow money from a pessimist. He won't expect it back. I like work. It fascinates me. I sit and look at it for hours. If you can't see the bright side of life, polish the dull side. Now, speaking of clutter and junk, he's insane in the membrane. He's insane in the membrane. Chickster, Chickster.
Yeah, Una.
How are you feeling today, Chickster?
I feel, you know, sometimes a little headachy, but other than that, Una, I feel terrific.
Any better than last week?
Much better, Una. I think you've really saved me. I think you really helped me by working with me.
Okay, Chickster, but remember, don't ever sing before breakfast. You'll cry before lunch.
I'll never sing before breakfast, and I'll never cry before lunch.
Don't spill salt. Throw it over your left shoulder if you do.
I won't spill salt, and I'll throw it over my shoulder.
Okay, now don't whistle at night. You'll awaken the dead.
I promise you I won't whistle at night. I'm not going to awaken the dead.
Now, Chickster, remember, I told you to relax and breathe deep. And think in beautiful, vivid colors.
Vivid colors.
Red.
Red.
Blue.
Blue.
Purple.
Yellow.
And green. But don't step on a crack. It may break your mother's back.
I won't step on a crack. I won't break my mother's back.
And don't ever step over me because I won't grow.
I won't step over you because I won't grow.
Now, do not pick up a coin if the heads are not up.
I will not pick up a coin.
Starlight, star bright, I see tonight. I wish I might have the wish I wish tonight.
Let's see, it was starlight, star bright. I wish I might.
Touch the first blue, star, come
I
true.
I see tonight, it'll come true.
And look. Touch wood, come good.
Ow, ow, just broke my knuckles.
Now remember, Chickster, never walk under a ladder. If you accidentally do, double back around the ladder and go under it again, this time walking backwards.
I'll never walk under a ladder, I'll never back around it again, and I'll start walking backwards.
Okay, relax, relax, breathe deep, think positive thoughts.
Yes, positive thoughts.
But remember, spitting is essential to employ good luck. You must spit three times and say poo-poo when speaking about your loved ones.
Poo-poo, poo-poo, poo-poo to you.
Okay, relax, relax, Chickster. Think positive thoughts.
It's beautiful.
To avoid 7 years bad luck after breaking a mirror, you must turn the clock around counterclockwise three times and walk in front of the broken pieces and then bury them in your backyard.
Okay, I'll look in the mirror, I'll turn the clock around three times, I'll bury them backwards, and I'll go in the backyard.
Okay, Chickster, take it easy. Okay, relax. Okay. Relax.
That's beautiful.
Okay, remember, beautiful. Chickster.
What?
Una is here to help you overcome your insecurities and any phobias that you may have.
But I don't have any phobias.
Oh, Chickster, Chickster.
I don't know what's going on with me. I'm insane in the membrane.
Chickster, relax. If you like elephants, which I know you do, remember, do not wear any jewelry where the trunk is not up and the tail is not up.
Okay, I won't wear
any jewelry. It's bad luck if the trunk is not up.
It's bad luck if the trunk is not up.
Take it off and throw it away.
Oh, okay, I'll take it off and I'll throw the trunk
away. Now, if your left palm itches, you'll be coming into money.
Really?
But if your right palm itches, you'll be losing money, so don't scratch it.
No lottery tickets.
Okay. Chickster?
Yeah.
You're not seeing white coats anymore, are you?
No, no, no more. No more. I'm seeing the green coats. I'm seeing the pink coats. I'm seeing the blue coats, the purple coats, the violet coats, the brown coats.
Chickster.
I'm seeing yellow coats.
Chickster. Relax, Chickster.
The white coats are coming.
Relax, Chickster. The white coats are not coming.
Okay.
They're not coming, Chickster.
They're not coming.
Chickster, the door. Would you like me to get the door?
Oh, wait. I just dozed off. Yeah, please, get the door. Get the door, Ona.
Okay, just
tired.
A minute, Chickster. I'm going to get the door.
Oh.
Chickster.
Yeah.
Chickster. Oh, my gosh,
what?
Chickster.
What?
The white coats are coming.
The white coats are coming. No. No, they can't come. Listen, I'm going under this table. Take over the show. I'm going under here. I'm going under.
Okay, Chickster.
Ona,
Chickster, go out for a breath of air, Chickster.
Take
go out for a breath
show.
Of air. Hello, everyone. This is Una Moon. I would love to entertain you while Chickster takes his little walk and gets some fresh air. I'm going to give you some wacky, tacky animal superstitions. Okay, if a rooster crows near the door with his face towards it, it is a sure prediction of the arrival of a stranger. Good luck will attend anyone whose face falls on a spider falling from the ceiling. Make sure your eyes focus on that spider. If a cat sneezes, it is a sign of rain. And if a cat sneezes three times, a cold will run through your family. Now remember, if a dog passes between a couple who are going to be married, much ill luck will result to them. So never let a dog pass between you. Okay, to cure an illness in a family, wash the patient and throw the water on a cat. Then drive the cat out of doors and it will take the illness with it. If you find a hairy caterpillar, you should throw it over your shoulder for good luck. Remember, throw it over your shoulder and you will have good luck. Oh, I hear Chickster. I think he's coming back into the studio. Chickster, you can get up from the ground. Stop rolling over.
I think if you just breathe
deep, think positive thoughts.
Oh, okay.
You should be able to see clearly.
I see clearly.
You should see the beautiful colors, the red, the blue, the purple, the green.
Green.
You will not see the white coats.
I will not ever see the white coats.
Okay, now, Chickster, remember, I'm here to help you. So take my advice, and we'll get back to your part of the show. So, everyone, he's insane in the membrane. He's insane in the membrane. Chickster's insane, insane in the membrane. Now back to the Chickster.
I feel much better. Ona has helped me. Oh, what a relief. I feel like $1 million. Ah, I feel good again. Yes, sirree, Bob. Well, what am I going to say? Yes, this is Chickster's Nest, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you for tuning in. SkidRowStudios.com. So if you haven't tuned in, tune in now. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear from the news. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Up to the Minute, Last Second News. This is your correspondent, Claustrophobia, bringing it all to you. From the great metropolis to Los Angeles, a city that doesn't sleep, and Charlie Chaplin never even made a peep, and the Hollywood sign would be an honor to keep. And in the ring, Muhammad Ali didn't even weep. And Meryl Streep's salary is way too steep. And I wish to hell Hoppo would speak. And on the freeways, the traffic creeps. And the... Not yet. That's not the right line. And on the freeways, the traffic... I said, don't get me pissed off. That's not the right line. You're going to have to take it a little bit easier. Don't you understand? And on the... Oh, shut up! I'm going to be very nice about it. Would you shut the fuck up? On the freeways, the traffic creeps and the... Now! On the freeways, the traffic creeps and the... Angelino's beep. Oh, what the F. Bunch of honkies. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Boston, Massachusetts... God gets parking caution. No exception, says police. Lack of water, Vancouver, Canada. Lack of water hurts ice fishing. L.A. voters appeal urban renewable by a landslide. California governor makes stand on dirty toilets. Autos killing 110 a day. Let's resolve to do better. Blind woman gets new kidney from dad she hasn't seen in years. Child's death ruins couple's holiday. Child's stool great for use in garden. Deaf mute gets new hearing in killing. Eye drops fall off the shelf. In the ring of a penis around Uranus, things are happening and jumping up. Juvenile court tries to shoot defendant. Killer sentenced to die for second time in 10 years. Queen Mary having bottom scraped. And that's the way it is. That's what it's all about. This is your host, Claustrophobia, pissing off, signing off, getting the hell off. Good riddance. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, everybody. How it's so nice to see you. So nice to see anybody here. I'm sorry I was late getting here tonight, but my candelabra swimming pool burnt down. Oh, hello again, lovely fucks. Did I say that? I'm really sorry. Another Freudian slip. What could I do? I should have got under it. Balls of joy. Hi, everybody. For those of you that don't know me, why you're much better off. Oh, come on. You know my name, Libra Raunchy. But that's okay. You can call me by my nickname, Cucaracha. I gotcha. You know, last night, folks, I went to a fancy French restaurant. I hate to be picking a nut, but I ordered vichyssoise. And the waiter brought me a bowl of... And I went out the other night to an opera, and I thought I'd relax for a bit, you know. But when I sat down in my box seat, I found it was... covered in, and I was laughing so hard at the music, I thought my sides would split. I stopped laughing. And just now, however, well, my pants filled up with shit. Well, I don't know. Just thinking about this makes me want to take a lavish bubble bath. You know, I'm forever blowing bubbles. But isn't it about time bubbles blew me? Yes, folks, until next week, I'll be seeing you and all the strange places as my lovely faces. I love you. That's not the song. Let me try another song, okay? I'm sorry about that. You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you. And all the time you knew it. That's much better. I knew you'd always do it. You made me happy. You made me glad.
But there were times, dear, you made me feel so bad. You made me cry for... I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I want some love. That's true. Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. Gimme, 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 gimme what I cry for. You know you've got the brand of kisses that I die for. You made me love you. Well, until next week, this is Libra Ronchi signing off. Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody. Oh, I forgot, you know, I have a date and I better get dressed. You'll have to excuse me. It's with Captain Spaulding. Yeah.
Vous allez enfin le voir, le grand Capitaine Spaulding. You shall enter le chagrin. Le Capitaine est là. Chantons tous son cœur sa gloire et par nos cris s'emparer.
Nous le rendrons du doré.
Le Capitaine est là.
L'amour, il s'élance, plein d'ardeur et de vaillance, il savait que la science.
Ah, ah, vive le Capitaine Spaulding, de l'Afrique l'explorateur,
qui m'a traité des snoreurs.
Hourré, hourré, hourra!
Et bonjour les peaux de banane.
Hourré, hourré, hourra.
Trois contre lion le tira. Plusieurs gouttes de sang mousqué.
Je n'ai trouvé qu'en moustiqué.
Hourré, hourré, hourra. Hourré, hourré, hourra. Cela semble l'ennuyer. Mais rien ne sert de lier. Jamais assez on ne le dira. Vive le Capitaine Spaulding, de l'Afrique l'explorateur.
Il m'a traité des snoreurs.
Hourré, hourré, hourra.
Yes, hooray for Captain Spaulding. Duty, duty, duty. I want to say that was Captain Spaulding. You know, the situation is ridiculous. It's too stupendous. I love Captain Spaulding. Okay, thank you, guys. Listen, this is the Chickster. You're listening to Chickster's Nest. Hey, guys, what's black and white and red all over and doesn't fit through a revolving door? A nun with a spear through her head. What's the difference between a band leader and a gynecologist? A band leader fucks his singers and a gynecologist sucks his fingers. What has a whole bunch of little balls and screws, old ladies? A bingo machine. Why do men like big tits and a tight ass? Because they've got big mouths and little dicks. What's long and hard and full of semen? A submarine. What did Cinderella do when she got to the ball? She choked! Yes, what's 30 feet long and smells like urine? Line dancing at a nursing home. Oh, what is a Yankee? The same as a quickie, but a guy can do it alone. Why is it a divorce so expensive? Because it's worth it! What do you call a smart blonde? And what do you call a smart blonde? A golden retriever. What do attorneys use for birth control? Their personalities. What's the difference between a boyfriend and a husband? 45 minutes. Why is it so hard for women to find men that are sensitive, caring, and good-looking? Because those men already have boyfriends. What's the difference between a new husband and a new dog? After a year, the dog is still excited to see you. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, boy, that's really funny, I'll tell you. Did you hear about the dyslexic rabbi? He walks around saying, yo. What's the difference between beer nuts and deer nuts? Beer nuts are a dollar and deer nuts are always under a buck. Oh, boy. You know Rocky Graziano? He once fought in the ring with a Josefina. Yeah, he did. And he said when she fell down, Josephina, please don't Alina on me.
Josephina, please no lean on the bell. When you moosh, you please no push you on the bell. You know mama wake up and it is really a sin. The way you keep ringing and you never come in. You can squeeze all you please, and that's all right. But the bell, she no can take it every night. You eat garlic so strong, how can he kiss so long? Josephina, please no lean on the bell. When I bring you up and I make you fat, just like the horse you could eat. Now all you do is to make of the love, and you eat it like a bird in the street. For why you no bring a Giuseppe upstairs, and you and him read it the book? And if you no read it, why that's all right, cause your mama and papa no look. Push on the bell. Every night you go necking with your fellow Giuseppe. Your papa he dig, but your mama no help. You can play a onesie twosie in the park, spin the bottle and schmamagle in the dark. But when you kiss in the hall, stay away from the wall. Josephina, I don't wanna be meaner. Pretty soon your mama give you a cafuta with a pan of pastina. But please, please, please don't lean on the bell.
Hello once again. This is Una Moon back again to give you some more words of wisdom, poetry, and maybe even a little tune. The next poem is called The Junk Box by Edgar A. Guest. My father often used to say, "My boy, don't throw a thing away. You'll find a use for it someday." So in a box, he stored up things, bent nails, old washers, pipes and rings, and bolts and nuts and rusty springs. Despite each blemish and each flaw, some use for everything he saw. With things material, this was law. And often when he'd work to do, he searched the junk box through and through and found old stuff as good as new. And I have often thought since then that father did the same with men. He knew he'd need their help again. It seemed to me he understood that men, as well as iron and wood, may broken be and still be good. Despite the vices he'd display, he never threw a man away, but kept him for another day. A human junk box is this earth, and into it we're tossed at birth. To wait the day will be of worth. Though bent and twisted, weak of will, and full of flaws and lacking still, some service each can render still. A few funny words of wisdom. When everything's coming your way, you're in the wrong lane. Do you have trouble making up your mind? Well, yes or no. If everything seems to be going well, you have obviously overlooked something. Everyone has a photographic memory. Some just don't have film. And there are three sides to any argument: your side, my side, and the right side. Now here's a great little poem about junk food. Remember, you are what you eat. So say no to junk and this is by Sonia Vijan. KFC, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, we love to go. For chocolates, chips, and candy, we never say no. All this gives us just a moment of taste, and our body gets out of it nothing but waste. All our energy goes in digesting the grease. If we don't say no to junk, we will surely become obese. Grains, fruits, vegetables, dairy products, lentils, meat, and fish. Every day our body needs many servings of this. Vitamins, minerals, proteins, and energy we get this way. Helps us get stronger and keeps all diseases at bay. You are what you eat, they say. So say no to junk food, and healthy you will forever stay. But always remember to put your zip code on all the junk mail that you send. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine coming your way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. He's insane in the membrane. He's insane in the membrane. Chickster, Chickster, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Are you feeling better? Oh, okay, you lost your voice. That sounds pretty good, Chickster. Oh, two squeaks for yes and one for no. Okay, Chickster, are you seeing colors now? Okay, purple, red, yellow. Are you seeing white? Oh, that didn't come out too good. Oh no, Chickster, you're still worried about the colors? Oh my goodness, Chickster, are you relaxing? Okay, that's good. You're laying on the floor and breathing deep. Okay, you're taking your little walks, getting some fresh air. Oh, good. You sound happy about that one. Great. Now remember, if you hear a knock at the door, I don't want you to freak out. You sure? Okay, promise me. You'll just relax and think positive thoughts. Okay. Chickster, there is a knock at the door. Now relax, take it easy. I'm going to open it. I'm going to check for you. Uh-oh, Chickster. Chickster. The white coats are coming. The white coats are coming.
Help me.
He's insane in the membrane. He's insane in the membrane.
Out of my mind.
Back to the Chickster. Now back to the Chickster.
Oh, I can't take it. I'm insane in the membrane. What am I? Oh, I can't take it.
You can take it, Chickster.
Thanks, Ona. Maybe next week I'll give me a week, I'll feel much better.
Take my advice, and by next week, I'm sure you'll be seeing some colors instead of white.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. But one thing, when I never told you, I'm colorblind.
Okay, well, you're going to have to train your mind to see the colors now.
Okay, I'm going to. So if I see orange, it's not red, it's orange, right?
You're just going to have to think in colors, so your mind will learn to say the right colors.
Okay, I'll think in color.
Okay. Now, just remember, breathe and relax and think positive thoughts all week. And next week, I'm sure we'll see some improvement.
Okay, Una.
Okay, thanks. Bye, Chickster.
Bye, Una. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Chickster. You're listening to Chickster's Nest. And I'd like to say that Mary had a little watch. She swallowed it one day. She took a dose of castor oil to pass the time away. The oil, it didn't work. The time did not pass. So if you want to know what time it is, you'll have to look up Mary's ass. Jack and Jill went up the hill to have a little fun. Dozy Jill forgot the pill, and now they have a son. Mary had a little lamb. Her father shot it dead. Now it goes to school with her between two hunks of bread. Yes, my friends, a toast to the newlyweds. The newlyweds. Knock on wood. May your only up and downs be between the sheets. Yes, folks, no matter how bad things get, the music still goes round and round.
I blow it through here, and the music goes down and around. Oh, 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 and it comes out here. I push the first valve down, the music goes down and around. When it comes out here, I push the little valve down, the music goes down and around. Below, 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 hit a little ho ho. Listen to the jazz coming. I push the other valve down, the music goes down and around. Oh, when it comes out here, listen, baby, here we go. I blow through here.
Where?
Here.
There?
No, here the music goes round and around.
Comes out here.
Here?
No, there.
Oh, there.
Yes, dear. I push the first valve down.
Up.
No, down. The music goes down and around. And it comes out here.
Here?
Oh, now let's not go through that again, honey. I push the middle valve down. The music goes down and around.
Below, below.
To the jazz, come on.
I push the other bump down.
The music goes round and round. And it comes out here.
Where?
Here.
There?
No,
there. There.
No, there.
Oh, there.
Yes, dear. That's it.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Chickster. I want to say I really enjoyed doing Chickster's Nest podcast number 23 today. And I want you to know that I want to thank the lovely Una Moon for being with me today. And, of course, Jeremy and Joel, they have a lot of soul. They're the founders of Skid Row Studios. And, of course, I couldn't do it without Nick Chacon, April Hava Shankman, Adam Shankman, Austin Shankman. And, of course, thank you, Jared Whittem, for your support. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I want to say I love you, and I hope you tune in every Saturday to Chickster's Nest. Thank you. Love you. Love you. Love you.
Studios.
You're listening to Skid Row 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 Studios.
You're listening to Skid Row
Studios. We're listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
Okay.